playwrights like to be very, very shy at times, so if you're very still, so more apt to come up and actually let them touch you.
My name's Kevin. I'm the stingray supervisor here at Caribbean Cove at the St. Louis Zoo. This is my first season at the St. Louis Zoo. It opened 4 years ago. St. Louis Zoo has over 3 million visitors a year. Our exhibit generally has about 5,000 visitors a day. Right now we're still in our winter hours, so we're open every day until 5, and then in summer hours we'll change and we'll be open until 8. It varies from the season, from year to year, depending on the weather. The rules for working with the stingray, we actually have them posted over there. It's quite a bit. There's rules included here, as well as we have rules posted on the outside.
Okay.
Some examples are don't touch the wingtips, don't touch the tails, flat hand, just general safety rules for yourself and for our animals.
Okay.
Stingray personality is super friendly, very sociable, and very curious. They belong to living exhibits. They winter in Las Vegas, Nevada, and then they travel depending on which exhibit they go to from different places such as Toronto, Canada, here to St. Louis Zoo, and then next year there's some more that are opening up nationwide. So the zoo doesn't actually own this exhibit, we lease it from living exhibits. This year's rays are completely different, but we do have some of the rays that were here 2 years ago. We have cow nose rays, southern stingrays, and a pelagic ray. We have one of the best filtration and life support systems. Our water is changed out daily by our zookeepers that are actually the living exhibit employees. They make sure that the gravity, the pH, and all this important stuff is exactly the way it needs to be. Stingrays have an enormous appetite, and it's very strictly measured how much food they get. When they're full, they'll just swim off. They're given a special diet of at least one shrimp, one piece of fish, and then something else, possibly a squid, something like that. You feed them with, just like you do a horse, if you've ever fed a horse before, a very flat pan, just like a dinner plate. You place your shrimp or your piece of fish food that you have, your stingray food, in between your fingers, as close to the palm as possible, sticking your hand in there nice and straight, and holding very, very still.
A little bit less of our 3 hours in the Stingless Zoo. We still have time to go see it.